I won't dwell on this because you've already talked about why Alphi spawns. And I got this, this is one of Doug Kane's early. But basically he's trying to show here that we've got an active layer above permafrost and a stream as the stream freezes, we start getting a hydrostatic head build that shows it shows water going down into the thawed layer beneath the stream, but also shows the seasonal frost layer penetrating, and Larry talked about this with his schematic. And eventually you get alf ice build up because the ice on the stream develops fissures. The water's got to go somewhere. It comes out of the top and starts to spread over the landscape in a very simplistic view.
And why is it in the middle there?
Well, that's just the way that... You mean what? Why is what in the middle? The crack?
Yeah, the crack is sort of in the middle.
That's... I don't know. Why is... Jack, why is the crack in the middle?
It can be in the middle.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. I've seen them on the side. Depends on where the flow was in the stream. It is where the main channel.
Reminds me of Hayes Slough west of Manly that goes out miles and miles, and this is turquoise ice with a cracker in the middle. And rises about 5 feet, and for a snow machine and dog travel, any kind of travel, very unpleasant. They have learned to cuss on the Hayes Slough, as I recall, and I got witnesses to that. But it's amazing, right in the middle, you know, the big crack.
I think it's related to the width of the stream.
Yeah.
And that this is Gold Stream, and that what can happen on Gold Stream is that you can get the thick ice, and so it's thin enough that it'll bridge. Mm-hmm. So it's frozen pretty solid to the edges, and so it's not necessarily going to crack near the edges because it's really fixed solid.
Well, I thought it was some sort of physics experiment.
It's deformed
in sort of the middle.
I think it's
has to do with where the weakest point of the ice that continues to maintain the weakest point. It can be anywhere, but that's where the weakest point in the ice is.
And also we're talking about something that's heating up. So you end up with the ice being in tension, and it's going to crack somewhere when it's in tension, it's being pulled apart.
Yeah, and obviously that should be sort of towards the middle, if that's what's happening. Right. And it's happening in the middle.
Yeah. It's expanding in a finite space.
Yeah.
We've just been... I'm spending Friday at University Park Elementary School. It's snow day, and we're participating in snow day there on Friday. And so we've just been freezing some water in some containers. We just put them in the fridge at home. And the container goes in the fridge with water and it looks perfect, but now once the water's all frozen, then the container gets deformed because the ice has expanded. That's the reason ice floats on water, is because because of the molecular structure, and the ice expands. And I think that's part of the reason why you get this bowing up in the middle, is you've got a creek that's a finite width and there's ice growing on it. Really, the ice is not going to displace the banks, so the ice is going to be displaced upwards. It forms a lump on top. Start off with a level water surface, and by the time it's all frozen, you've got this big lump on the top. Same thing happens on the bottom. And the bottom is the buckets going to work.
I think it really does relate to the size of the lake, too. As far as if you had a small lake where it can freeze really solidly to the edges, then as you get more snow on it, you're going to see the depression more in the middle than the sides.
Right.
But as the lake gets bigger, when you get the more snow on it, seems like the whole side, you can get that fracture on the outside. It sort of deforms more broadly. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the dimension is really important.